Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Fantasy Football Breakdown brought to you by Colts Corner. I'm your host, Ben Dixon. As we will always do on the show, we'll run through all things fantasy, including potential claims on the waiver wire, players you should start and sit, and other news around the fantasy world. Let's get right to it. All right, so everything we're going to go through, it's going to be as of the previous Tuesday at noon. Availabilities based on ESPN leagues and PPR format, full PPR. And today, September 20th, so everything that'll be giving you that information will be based on Tuesday, September 18th. All right, so today I'll give you six guys that you can see they're on the waiver wire, pick them up in your league. The first one, we're going to go Giovanni Bernard, running back, Cincinnati Bengals. He's available in 60.5% of the leagues as of Tuesday. And starting running back Joe Mixon, he'll miss 2 to 4 weeks after a procedure on his knee. So Bernard will be the guy out there in Cincinnati, so make sure you pick him up. Second, another Bengal, Tyler Boyd. He's a wide receiver. As of Tuesday, he was available in 98.8% of leagues. So, I mean, he still probably should be available in your league today. Third-year receiver out of Pitt. He had 21.1 points last week against Baltimore. And the Bengals do view him as a future opposite A.J. Green. And he's had a good start to the season so far. So, take a flyer on him if he's around your league. Then we'll go to, within the division, we'll go to Baltimore, the Ravens. Javoris Allen, running back, he's available in 82.2% of the leagues. It is hard to figure out the Ravens running backs, but he does seem like the guy when they get close to the goal line and close to a touchdown. He's averaging 14.8 PPR points per week, but only has 10 rushes for 25 yards and 2 touchdowns. So take a flyer on him. Don't put him in your lineup just yet, but he could turn into something special for your team. Then we'll go to Fitzmagic. I mean, I got him in one of my leagues. I'm sure he's not as available as he was. QB for the Bucs, journeyman from Harvard. He was available in 68.3% of the leagues as of Tuesday. He's averaging 41.1 points per week. Crazy start for him. No one expected it. Jameis Winston, former number one pick for Tampa, their perennial starting quarterback. He has a 3-game suspension, which will be ending this week. But the organization said after next week's game versus Pittsburgh, they'll ride with the hot hand to Fitzpatrick if he's still playing well. So look out for that. Pick up Fitzpatrick. Start him right away if you get him. The next guy, Keelan Cole, wide receiver, Jacksonville Jaguars. As of Tuesday, he was available in 51.5% of the leagues. And after Marquise Lee went down with the knee injury in preseason, he's been the clear number one guy out there in Jacksonville. He may not be a household name. He's a second-year guy, undrafted out of Division II Kentucky Wesleyan, but put up 24.6 points against the defending AFC champs, the Patriots, last week. Pick him up immediately if he's available and put him right in that starting lineup. And the last guy we're going to go to is Corey Clement, running back, Philadelphia Eagles. He's available in 77.4% of leagues. It's not looking like Darren Sproles and Jay Ajayi are going to play this week, and even if they do, they'll be limited because they've just been hurt. So Clement looking like the guy this weekend in Philly and could have potentially later in the year when they all come back. So that's it for the waiver wire this week. We'll move on to the games. It is Thursday, so there is a game tonight. We've got Jets at Browns on Thursday Night Football, NFL Network. Start him. We're going to go Quincy Enunwa, wide receiver, Jets. That guy's just a PPR monster. He's emerging as Sam Darnold's top target, and he's averaging 17.3 per game. So if you have Enunwa, put him right in that starting lineup. This week in that game, I'm going to sit the Browns running backs, Carlos Hyde, Duke Johnson, Nick Chubb. The Jets have a top 12 defense in all major stats, yards per attempt, and touchdowns. So those guys really shouldn't do much. The Jets' D-line has looked pretty solid so far. Henry Anderson and Leonard Williams looking pretty good. Next game. Starting Sunday, the early slate, we got the Saints and the Falcons. My start this week, we're going to go Mohamed Sanu, wide receiver for the Falcons. He's had a tough run so far. He's only averaging 4.7 per game, but he plays at home against the Saints defense that allows the most yards per catch attempt in the league. And sit, I'm just going to go with the Falcons D here. You know, highly touted in the past. The Saints, high power offense. I mean, they put up a lot of points on Tampa week one. And, barely got past the Browns, but Drew Brees, Alvin Kamara, Michael Thomas, they'll be running all over that Atlanta D. Next game, 49ers and Chiefs. Start him, Patrick Mahomes, QB the Chiefs. This guy's the early MVP candidate, second-year guy to Texas Tech. The Chiefs just let Alex Smith walk, handed this guy the keys to the car, and he's been great. He's becoming a must-start. He's got 10 TDs in 2 games, on pace for 80. Definitely not going to reach that, but he's been outstanding so far. He's averaging 34.6 per game. Sit him. We're going to go Alfred Morris, running back for the Niners. Matt Breida has established himself early on as the guy in that backfield, and Morris has been disappointing, only averaging 5.9 so far. Next game, we'll go out to Miami, where the Dolphins host the Raiders. Start him. We'll go Kenyon Drake, running back for the Dolphins. He just put up 17 points against the pesky Jets run defense. Sorry for that. And the Raiders allow the second to most yards per game in the league. So, you know, Kenyon Drake, got to get him in that lineup. Sit, we're going to go Marshawn Lynch, running back for the Raiders. Yeah, he's averaged a solid 13.9 per game and has scored a touchdown in each, but Miami only gives up 79 rush yards per game and has allowed only one touchdown on the ground in two games. Next game, we'll go Bills at Vikings. Start him, one of my personal favorite players in the league, Stephon Diggs, the wide receiver out of Maryland. He's the fourth-ranked wide receiver in fantasy so far. He put up 37.9 last week against the Packers, absolutely torched that defense. ESPN only projects him 13.7 against an abysmal Bills D, but I expect the Diggs to put up at least 20 again. Sit in that game, we're going to go Shady, LeSean McCoy, running back for the Bills. He's only averaged 7 per game this year, and that won't change against the elite running defense of Minnesota. They haven't allowed a single rushing touchdown so far this year. Next game, we'll go Colts and Eagles. Start, go T.Y. Hilton. Hilton appears back to his old ways, averaging 18.5 per game this year with Luck back on their center. Philly has also allowed the fifth most passing yards so far this season. Sit, we're going to go the Colts running backs, Jordan Wilkins, Marlon Mack, Nyheim Hines. None of them have been able to find their niche in a crowded backfield so far this year. So, you know, if you have them, drop them. If you still feel like keeping them, I guess wait until you start them because they're definitely not start worthy now. Next game, we'll go out to Washington. The Redskins host the Packers. And start him, we're going to go Chris Thompson, running back of the Redskins. After two monster games against Arizona and Indy, despite having no touchdowns, he's proved to be a great PPR play despite the split backfield with AP, Adrian Peterson. Sit, we're going to go Jamal Williams, running back for the Green Bay Packers. He's only averaging 7.4 points per game, and it's safe to sit him with Aaron Jones coming back from suspension to add to that crowded backfield, including Ty Montgomery and Williams himself. Next game, we'll go out to Carolina. The Bengals travel to play the Panthers. Start, the guy we mentioned earlier on the waiver wire, Giovanni Bernard. If you can pick him up, insert him to your lineup right away. He's a strong running back, too, or flex. Sit, we're going to go Panthers D here. They had 13 points in week one, but then followed up with a negative two performance against Atlanta in week two. The Bengals looked great last Thursday night against Baltimore, and they have the fourth highest scoring offense in the league. So sit that Panthers D. Next game, Tennessee travels to Jacksonville as the Titans play the Jaguars and start, as you should every week, the Jaguars D. Titans have already thrown three picks against lesser competition than Jacksonville, and there's still uncertainty over who will play QB for Tennessee. Mariota was hurt last week. They had to play Blaine Gabbert, so we'll see what happens with that situation. And sit him, Derrick Henry, the running back for the Titans. He's had an underwhelming first 2 weeks, only 10 points combined. And he's supposed to be the guy out there in Tennessee. Deion Lewis has thoroughly outplayed him so far. So that poor performance plus the Jags' tenacious run defense adds up to a sit. Next game, Denver travels to Baltimore as the Broncos play the Ravens. Start him. We're going to go Emmanuel Sanders, wide receiver of the Broncos. He's had a strong first 2 weeks, averaging 21.6 per game and earning a spotting amongst the top 10 fantasy wideouts so far. Expect him to have a monster day in the slot against the Ravens as Tyler Boyd did last Thursday. Sit, we're going to go Royce Freeman, Broncos running back. I mean, he was picked highly in a lot of leagues. I know I picked him in the fourth round of one of my leagues. He was great in college out of Oregon, and he was the starting running back coming to the season. But Philip Lindsay has kind of overshadowed him so far. Lindsay has been great. Keep Freeman on that roster, though. You know, could make some impact later in the season, but keep him on the bench this week. Next game, the Giants. New York football Giants travel out to Houston to play the Texans. Start, we're going to go Will Fuller, the fifth wide receiver for the Texans. I mean, he's back, didn't play week one, put up 25.3 against Tennessee in his first appearance this season. Last year, that Will Fuller, Deshaun Watson connection was just absolutely electric. I mean, it's back again, carrying over strong into the new season. It's a strong wide receiver to play with a sky-high ceiling against a bad Giants D. We just got torched by the Cowboys. Sit. We're going to go Bruce Ellington, wide receiver, Texans. You probably don't have him, but may think about picking him up at their strong week one and two performances, averaging 10.6. That receiving core is back at full strength, so don't pick him up or start him. Next game, late slate in L.A. Chargers play the Rams. that LA rivalry. Nah, I'm just kidding. Both teams, Chargers moving from San Diego recently, Rams from St. Louis. Chargers don't have much of a fan base out there. But anyways, we're going to start. Brandon Cooks, wide receiver for the Rams. He's putting up an impressive 18.6 per game so far. The speedster is off to a very good start against he is a very good start against the Chargers defense that has already allowed 5 passing touchdowns. Sit in that game, we're going to go Mike Williams, second year product out of Clemson, wide receiver for the Chargers. If you have Williams like I do, you're sitting him this week. His 11.9 average shows signs of encouragement for the near future, but the Rams have not allowed a passing touchdown thus far, so sit Williams. And next game, out to Arizona, the Bears take on the Cardinals. Start Jordan Howard, running back for the Bears. Arizona, bottom 5 in yards per game and has allowed the most rushing touchdowns in the league. And that combination with Howard due to break out this year makes him a fun running back one. And sit, I'm really not going to tell you to sit anyone in this game, but I will warn you about Cardinals running back, all pro, David Johnson. This matchup isn't the most favorable for him. He's viewed as one of the top 3 running backs in the league by most people. And he's only had 22 touches for less than 90 yards in 2 games. So not good. You got to play Johnson. He's a pencil and starter every week. But just be wary that his production hasn't been great this year. And if it continues, you may want to trade him. Next game, Cowboys at Seahawks, in Seattle. Start, we're going to go Tyler Lockett, the wide receiver for the Seahawks. Since Doug Baldwin went down with an MCL injury, Lockett has filled the hole pretty nicely. He put up 17 points, including a touchdown on Monday night, and should start in PPR settings. Sit, the Seahawks running backs, Chris Carson, Rashad Penny, have not really impressed so far, and I'm someone, got Carson in the beginning of the season, not been happy with his production. Him and Penny are each averaging only 5.7 PPR points. You should sit them until they show a glimpse of hope on the field. On to the Sunday night game. The Patriots are taking on the Lions in Detroit. It's the Lions' second home primetime game of the season after they took that beating from the Jets week 1. But we won't talk about that. Start him in this game. We're going to go James White, running back for the Patriots. White has put up a whopping 15.5 points per game in PPR settings, despite him only having 29 rush yards. Detroit has given up the most rushing yards in the league and has allowed the second most rushing touchdowns. So definitely start James White. And if you have any other Patriots running backs, you may want to think of that too. Sit Josh Gordon, wide receiver of the Pats. Just got traded, obviously, from the Browns to the Patriots. He's had a troubled past, as we all know. And we don't know how fit under Belichick's system. Could go off. Could be a great situation for him, but it could also be an epic failure. The Patriots have taken chances on people like this in the past, including Chad Johnson. He didn't really work out for them. So I'll keep him on the bench until we find out his true role in the system. And the last game of the week, we'll go Steelers at Bucks Monday night in Tampa. Start, we're going to go Jesse James, tight end for the Steelers. Ignore the low projection for him. He's coming off a 24.8 point performance, and Tampa Bay allows the second most passing yards in the league, and they've given up 4 passing TDs, so it's a good chance one of those goes to James. Sit, we're going to go Peyton Barber, running back, Buccaneers. I have him on one of my teams. He's been frustrating, only put up 5.4 per game so far this year. He's a promising lead running back out there in Tampa, but keep him on the bench until those numbers go up. All right, so that's it for those games this week, the waiver wire. You know, I hope you learned some good things from the show. We'll be doing it every Thursday. It'll be released before the podcast, which we do every day. And we'll try and turn it into a video show sometime in the future. But listen, thank you for listening today. Alongside our producer, Mike Arafa, I'm Ben Dixon. We'll see you next week.